Welcoming in Senator Laura Tolliver Pearson from Senate District 14 in Kemmerer with her weekly legislative report. Senator Pearson, good morning. Appreciate your time today. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Duke? Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. President's Day, so the legislature actually not in session today. So appreciate you taking some time. We hit this President's Day, and so that's kind of a milestone in this year's session. Now you're really on the back end of it starting tomorrow. When you look at the first few weeks, the first month or so of the session, what were some of your big takeaways in your freshman campaign this year?
Oh, well, we're drinking through a fire hose for sure. And just trying to learn the process and learn how things work. And a lot of bills to go through, a lot of bills to read, you know, and I've just been taking it day by day and just trying to get through, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Well, of course, not a budget year, but one thing we haven't really talked much about, Senator, has been the supplemental budget. And have you had a chance to really dive into that yet? Or what are your thoughts on the supplemental budget this year?
I think that the supplemental budget was good. I mean, there were cuts. I think the governor asked for $600 and some million, and the House cut it down to $200 and some million, and the Senate was $300 and some million. So there was about $100 million split there between the two houses, but quite a lot of money that went in to help them with fires this summer. And then also some relief for special districts. If this property tax bill goes through. So all in all, I think it was pretty good. You know, obviously they're going to have to come together and decide, you know, what they're going to do with that $100 million split. But I think it was good for sure. So,
well, Senator, you mentioned the property tax bills. You sent one to the House. The House sent one to the Senate. Some similarities as far as the 50% cuts and some differences. Now that the Senate's been able to look at the House version of the property tax bill, what's been happening with that in the Senate side?
Well, actually, that bill, House Bill 169, hasn't come up on the Senate side yet. So, and I don't know why. I think that our governor isn't going to pass a bill that has backfill in it. And so I think that has a lot to do with it, you know, but I haven't seen the House Bill 169 yet. I know that the House side is working hard on Senate File 69. So, and whether they'll get some backfill in that or not. But like I said, I don't know either way whether the governor would pass a property tax bill that has backfill in it. And that's the issue. And then even if he did veto it, we're not sure that we have the 2/3 vote to override that veto in both houses or in both chambers. So it's just like, I think that our counties and cities need some backfill for this next 2 years till the, you know, just to kind of help them figure out what they need to do when the People's Initiative comes on the ballot in 2026. Because that is a 50% reduction, no backfill, no sunset. So, you know, but the people are asking for residential property tax relief. And frankly, they're worried more about the roof over their heads than they are all of these other things. And there are a lot of counties that have a lot of money. There are other counties that don't, and they rely on those property taxes. So that's why in the supplemental, the Senate side put some relief in there, and the House side put relief in there for the hardship counties and the special districts. So, you know, we're just going to have to see how all these things play out.
Senator Laura Tolliver Pearson of Kemmerer, Senate District 14, on the weekday wake up with a legislative report. Senator, any other pieces of legislation or bills that have come up in the last week you'd like to mention this morning?
Well, there's House Bill 199 that's going to be heard this next week in the Senate. You know, it passed the House overwhelmingly, and there's been some amendments put on it in the Senate, which I don't like personally. I don't think that we should be picking winners and losers on that bill. I believe in school choice. And I don't think that it's going to be as harmful to public education as people think.
Senator, for those unaware, remind us what House Bill 199 is.
So House Bill 199 is basically a school choice bill that allows, it's basically $7,000 per student if parents want to have their kids at home, school them at home, you know, have an educational program of their own and pull them out of the public school. It also, but I think where people are getting confused is that there is going to be accountability in this bill. People will have to turn in receipts, you know, as far as what they're doing with that money. And they have to turn in the receipts prior to getting paid for them. So I think it's very important for these people that, you know, maybe there are kids at school that are being bullied and the parents want to pull them out of public school, you know. But I don't think that there should be, that we should be telling people that based on their income level, this is how much money they're going to get. It should be applied fairly to all students in our state. So, but basically that's what that is. And there's been some amendments in there, you know, like restricting how much parents can get for their students based on income levels. And I don't agree with that. I think that that's going to be an administrative nightmare for our Department of Education. And it's going to, you know, it's going to just be terrible for parents. Like, I think a lot of parents will opt out of this program because they're going to have to submit their, you know, how much money they make in order to get money. And so, you know, and I think that that's a violation of privacy. So I'm hoping that those entities get stripped out of that bill, but we'll see what happens this week.
Senator Laura Toller for Pearson this morning, Kemmer, Senate District 14. Senator, thank you again for your time. We appreciate the update as always.